where we discuss biodynamic practices worldwide for you, your farm, and the planet. So welcome to the Living Farms podcast. Today we have a special guest from New Zealand. He's called Florian Roger. And I'm very happy that he's here with us because he facilitates a local flourishing biodynamic group in New Zealand. And thanks for joining, Florian.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me, Lynn. And very happy to share about our current impulse of biodynamics, yeah?
So maybe you can shortly introduce yourself for our guest listeners here. And tell us how you came into biodynamics.
For sure, I can do so. So, my name is Florian Roger. So I currently reside in New Zealand. So how did I get in touch with biodynamics? So along my journey, I ended up in the far north of New Zealand called Northland, very wild area. Yeah, many communities over there. And actually, I ended up very luckily on someone's land. And that person was a Steiner teacher. So she introduced me then, of course, to the whole anthroposophy and biodynamics, because living in a community, a remote community far down in the bush, she was growing everything biodynamically. And of course, I had many questions about it. So we started to talk. She gave me some books to read. We expanded it and applied different biodynamic preparations. Meanwhile, I was reading a biodynamic magazine in New Zealand called Harvest. And I saw an article actually about biodynamic grower, very famous in New Zealand because it has been 30 years plus. He's making the biodynamic preparations for the whole country. And his name is Chris Hurl. And I saw an article in this biodynamic magazine stating that he was about to retire and that they would have to find someone else to take over the load and make all these beautiful preparations. And I felt a big urge at that time, a big call to come down to a region called Hawke's Bay, which is quite far from the far north. It's like on the on the east part of the Northern Ireland, with beautiful winds from the Pacific Islands. It's very hot over there, so very propice to grow veggies. And over there, I ended up meeting one of the biggest biodynamic community of New Zealand. If it's not, actually, it is the biggest one. So many biodynamic growers, many people being experienced. And there was a small group, very tiny group of a few biodynamic growers remaining in the country, meeting and trying to make the preparations together, trying to talk about the future, how could we involve people in. And at that time, very timely, they were the facilitator of this group wanted to step down. And I just arrived at that time. And of course, full of resources and very happy, a lot of enthusiasm. I actually I had put my hand up like to take over the facilitation. And this is how the journey started off. It was last year in March, actually.
That sounds really great. I mean, when you came to the farm, you said at the beginning, like your first biodynamic farm, you said that you had many questions. Could you elaborate on these questions maybe? So what were your main concerns or curiosities about biodynamic farming?
Yeah, good point. Wow, very good point. That I had so many questions because I was still a very beginner at that time into biodynamics, into the application of the preparations. But my main questions were really related to the universe, because I knew at that time that some preparations, but all the preparations were linked to different planets, and that we had to play by a moon calendar, the biodynamic calendar with the zodiac and everything. So I was really asking about what type of influences were we trying to bring down to Earth from the universe through the different type of preparations. So I had all these sort of actually questions about the universe and what we were trying to bring to the land. You know, what type of cosmic energies were we after to allow the lands and the veggies and the trees to grow appropriately?
Could you elaborate from your perspective a little bit how the biodynamic preparations, what they are for you, and how you think they are connected with the cosmos for those that are maybe not aware of the biodynamic preparations?
So since I had a bit of experience with the different preparations, and it's very interesting. I feel each preparations are bringing a different type of really formative forces, and in other words, maybe on the earth, different nutrients. And each of them will really point out at a particular stage of growth and a particular maybe sort of healing. I see these preparations as being healing in helping the regenerative agriculture to come forth in a farm, actually. And then the influence of the different preparations, so I'm still currently experiencing it. But like I said, each of them are bringing different values to the land. And every time we make them, prepare them, we always have the elders giving beautiful stories and imparting knowledge about them. And yeah, I see them all as really healing preparations.
That's so nice, because I think that's very similar throughout the world with the biodynamic preparations, that they can really function as a healing support for the landscape, but also for the people themselves. And we as a section had a very interesting project about the different preparations, preparation making throughout the world. I will link this in the show notes for those that are interested in it. Could you, I mean, you also, I know that you traveled also the world for some time, you said, and could you maybe explain a little bit the difference that you witnessed in the world with the biodynamic farms?
Yeah, good point. Thank you. Yeah, I traveled around the world without being aware of biodynamics or even organic, actually. But now, being aware of it and being fully into it, I relate it back, you know, looking back at the past and the different farms, different institutions, different gardens I've been through. Yeah. And I can definitely notice the difference. And to be honest, it came from the inside out, you know, noticing really naturally out of, it was more than the feelings. It was really my soul relating back to this true essence of the lens. And anytime I would have a fruit, veggies, anything, I will definitely feel the difference into my inner being, you know, that will affect my inner being, and then maybe my higher being, and my thought process will change my perspective on life, and that will build up a beautiful appreciation really for the lens and everything which is surrounding it, and really bringing much more compassion for all the components, you know, the plants, even the rocks, the animals, and the human beings, right? The fourfold. And yes, I felt a difference all throughout the journey. And now I can even tell when I see some friends again in New Zealand whom are still eating the same type of fruits and veggies and sometimes not even organic. I can directly sense it, even sometimes before to eat it, you know, believe it or not, but I can sense it by looking at it, having it in my hands. And when I bite it, I start to realize what was maybe lacking or what was different. But yeah, throughout my experience, it has become very lately a no way back from biodynamics. It's so good and so nourishing and uplifting, and it gives this extra energy as well, which I cannot explain, I feel, and extra insights, and which maybe are coming all the way down from the universe through the preparations, right? This is what they may be bringing to us through the physical, which then transform into maybe the spiritual, into our inner being. And this is just a marvelous effect, to be honest.
It's so nice to hear your motivation and your insights in perceiving also this, like, this biodynamic energy, so to say, like to witness how the food differs. And you can elaborate a little bit on what you're doing with your group now that you facilitate it. I just know you meet mentally with those ones that are joining, but maybe you can elaborate a little bit how you organize and how you're structured and why you're doing this.
Yeah, sure. I can talk about it. Thank you. Yeah, very, very interesting. So with the group, so when I took over the group, that was a very small group. We had maybe 20, 25 people maximum on it. So the impulse at that time when we first met was to meet only with people being into biodynamics, because the main impulse was to have a group to take over the making of the biodynamic preparations of Chris Hull. And then when I took over, my wish as a young person and full of enthusiasm was to share the love to the world. So I wished to bring this to people not even knowing about organic, maybe, and trying to share really these beautiful principles and values of biodynamics. And this is where the group started to grow much bigger, because personally, being very sociable, I started to meet a lot of people through a different, completely different type of communities, but which I wanted to invite because I could feel the openness and the curiosity about it. So very quickly, we started actually to meet on people's lands or farms. Even some farms turned completely directly biodynamics from conventional practices directly to biodynamics. Wow. So monthly, we went to people's lands or on their farms to apply biodynamics. And we had what I called a bit of a threefold way of doing it. So when we will come with the group on people's lands, first, we will create and learn through an elder speech, someone giving a beautiful speech on the theme, on any preparations we will apply that day. Second, we will nurture by applying accordingly and playfully biodynamics, yeah, on the lens. And the third stage, we will sustain everyone delightfully through a potluck often. We will have some food, yeah. So we will always do it like this. And so it's three different steps. So that will take a few hours. And often people will carry on with the biodynamics, ask questions and be in touch with the biodynamic association. And so far the group from last year until today grew so much that now we are 150 people on the mailing list, and the Facebook group is having 130 plus people. It's really growing. There is a deep appeal and a real call to come back to the lens, I believe, and be catch up with folks, being with people, nurturing the lands, growing some good food. It's very interesting. It has been skyrocketing. Very interesting, yeah.
Wow. And how did you get into contact with those people that are joining from outside the biodynamic movement? Because I know from some people that this is often the challenge, or to reach also the, let's say, organic or conventional farmers around, and that they are sometimes a little bit skeptics about biodynamics. So how did you manage to invite them and then even maybe stay? I mean...
Yeah, beautiful, good questions. I will go a bit deeper on that. To be very honest, I personally have played a role, a big role on it, because like I said, I'm very sociable. So I always like after work or to be very busy with different type of groups, different communities, to learn how to play an instrument, how to sing, how to cook, there's some reading groups, etc. So many of them all throughout the week. So anytime I would talk to people and try to inspire them about what I'm doing, they would ask and I would go deeper. And often people will hear about it and be very curious to come around. So I will ask them, do you want to come and be added to the newsletter? And often as well, because I always go to farmers markets, just loving this place. It's a divine gathering, I feel, food, people. Yeah, just, it's fun. It's really nice. So I will go to each stall holders and ask them and talk to them about fruit, veggies, about our journey. Because I was very new, I was trying to communicate and make some new friends as well. So people will come on board, and otherwise, sometimes I visited farms, which I was curious about. I will send emails. Lately, I sent emails, I don't know to how many farms around the bay in Hawke's Bay, I don't know, like 50 plus. I sent a big email of to talk about biodynamics and see if they would be interested. So people would jump on board, and then friends of friends. It was just endless. We grew so big so quickly. I was really impressed that actually the impulse and the call was there. It's just there wasn't this bridge in between biodynamics people and the world. And this is what I have tried to bring, just to share about our values. And since it's going very well.
And I think I've not taken part yet in your beautiful group, but maybe one time when I visit New Zealand, I will join you. I think one of the...
Yeah, come over.
one of the important things about Bynamics is that this feeling, or to really, when you're saying you're cooking together and then having a good meal together where you can taste the biodynamic quality, this is very important because it's something which is not on the rational level, so to say, but on this really feeling level where the people can acknowledge how the quality differs in a way.
Yeah, I agree. And this is what I was trying to describe just before, the three steps which built up over time. I was, or the group all together, trying to bring this in such a way that everyone could be embraced and be happy to come by. So the three different steps, you know, with the speech was linked to the thinking. The second one, applying biodynamics, will be the willing. And the third one, sustaining people with food, will be the feelings. So we wanted to make sure we could try to catch everyone's attention and maybe purpose and enthusiasm to come. Yeah. So everyone could find themselves. And people don't have to stay all along. It's very free to come in and coming out. So that was really nice. Yeah. I agree. Yeah.
And what is your experience in New Zealand with the people reacting to this group? Because here sometimes I have the feeling, especially since Corona, that most of the people are very factual based in a way, so that like the scientific results are very important and that it's more about the rational and the mind, and that more and more people are just disconnected from their feeling and perceiving farms and their nature around them. How is the situation, you would say, in New Zealand?
Good one, actually. In New Zealand, I will say we will have something quite similar. But on the other hand, New Zealand is very cosmopolitan. And we got people from all Asia, from Europe, from every countries. And especially we have this big link with the Pacific Islands and people from Asia. And especially people from the Pacific Islands. And here in New Zealand, Maori people are much more connected to the lens in its higher sense. They are really, really highest sense, really connected to the lens. And this, I guess, has brought a very different quality and effect in the country, because everyone here is connected to the lens. So when we talk about biodynamics and what we are trying to bring to the lens, I had never met someone telling me that wasn't a thing, or that was something repulsive. Very incredible. So it has brought this really open-mindedness into people through, I believe, like I said, the different influences of the islands and people being much more connected. So it has actually been welcomed very well. And I believe this is why we keep on growing so much, because people are connected. And and since the different circumstances we are going through, many people are willing to grow their own food and to know how to do it and to go organic or biodynamic. And of course, we're trying to provide as much as we can to people on their path and journey. So it's very incredible. I haven't met many difficulties, to be honest. We haven't met many difficulties. So it's quite interesting to notice. Yeah. So it's bringing back.
It sounds so great. And do you have the feeling that it attracts a specific kind of farmers, or specific people that cultivate a certain crop? Or because in some of the countries it's also the case that biodynamic farmers are mainly then, for example, wine growers. How is this? Like, do you have a mixed group of different production systems, so to say?
Yeah, good question as well. Wow, beautiful, Lynn. Thank you. Here it's quite general. We've got a bit of everything, to be honest. Not surprisingly, Hawke's Bay is one of the biggest, the region where we are living in, one of the biggest wine grower region ever in the country. And yet nearly none of them are biodynamics organic. It's very surprising. So I will say somehow, and I don't know why, it's not like back in Europe, in America, this is not reaching them yet. Hopefully that will come. And as a Frenchman, I'm trying very hard. But maybe not yet. We had one converting, but then the manager stepped down and they all stopped. But but the call seems to be much more, really much more on the market gardens. People growing veggies, fruits, herbs, you name it, all this type of food. And we have many turning into organic and biodynamics, many calling us, different people involved in different farms on people's lands, even people having some lands, 1 or 2 acres, but it's enough to grow so much food if you know what you are doing. So yeah, much more at a, I would say, personal level, you know, not at a public, but more private level, and a few farms and market gardens. And talking about animals, cows and sheep and everything, we don't know many around somehow. And this, again, is a mystery. I don't know why. But a few are biodynamics. But yeah, we don't see them often. Yeah, I would say mainly fruit, veggies, market gardens, and private gardens as well.
Wow, that's very interesting. Yeah, that's a different picture.
Yeah, it's interesting, right?
Yeah. And I mean, you're as you said, quite social and communicating a lot. And do you maybe have 1 or 2 hints for the people around how to explain this connection between nature, us as humans, and the cosmic forces? Like, do you have some examples how you explain this to people who have never had a connection to this thought of that the cosmos is related to us?
Yeah, sure. Okay, I'm gonna put myself in that role. So yeah, good question, good one actually, because this is very primordial actually when we come around people and the way to talk about it. So personally, being very social, like we talked about it, I always try to listen to people. Listening is really the key. Yeah, and always trying to talk to people and get to know them. Who are they? Where are they from? Even sometimes very personal questions, but there are no wrong questions. And people will express some things about their life, their choices, their decisions, their behavior. And this will show up a few patterns, I feel, and a few needs into people. And always trying to reply to these needs and always, you know, willing to be helping people. And often, what I see, the picture I have is like food as medicine. And this is the way I bring it for people often, you know, knowing a bit about diets as well myself, because I have experienced a lot of different diets. I'm trying to assess and talk about it. And then I come to the quality, you know, from the quantity to the quality. And always sometimes we have very, I would say, general conversations, you know, we don't even mention biodynamic or organic, but people will want to come around. So I guess it's really listening to the needs and listening to people and really talking about very versatile subjects. It's really being very open and very curious about people. And people will ask back questions about then ourselves, and we will express the way we see the world. It comes very naturally and organically, yeah? And of course, when people ask the question, this is where all the passion has to go through. I feel when people are asking them, I'm really being fully open. But of course, for people not knowing much about biodynamics yet, I won't mention much the cosmos, the planet, universe. Of course, we will, but no, we won't go too far because we don't want to put off people. It's like us, if someone talks about medicines to us, you know, we may not know anything. They won't use their terms, their hard terms to explain to us the processes. They would break it down. So this is the same thing by listening to people's needs, breaking it down in such a way they can embrace it, hear it, that will meet some needs, and then they will be curious enough to come over. Yeah. So it becomes really another type of quality that I guess many people in our community have, definitely in the biodynamic community and even beyond. It's not only biodynamic people, but yeah, it's a way to approach and talk to people, especially depending on the climate, where they live, the type of soil, like different things. I guess we can tackle down many different sides. It's up to us really to remain very open and listening to people.
Well, that's a good point. Yeah, I think it becomes more and more important to, in a way, translate the the beautiful parts of biodynamic agriculture into our today's language, so to say. And yeah. I think it's possible. I mean, the example you're doing in New Zealand is showing that this translation is possible and that it's quite successful if people, because I think people are looking for this connection again. That's also showing those growing numbers in your group, or I mean that the people are interested and that the people want to have a connection again to nature.
Yeah, I agree. It's a very good point you have. People are really deeply longing for this connection. It's incredible. You know, it used to be a bit scary to use the word spiritual or things like that and biodynamics. But now people just embrace it. Something has changed. The picture has changed, or the human consciousness has stepped forward. Now these words that used to be slang, has become mainstream. And people are just longing for it. The more they hear about it sometimes, and the closer they want to get to. And this is where we catch people's attention with biodynamics, because we are all about bringing down the universal cosmic forces and the order of the cosmos down on Earth. And people are just loving it, you know. Of course, like we said, everyone is on a different journey and path. So we don't always use all these words. But the underlying thing, like you said, is really that people are longing for this connection back to the Earth, back to health, easy and very organic life. So yeah, it's very interesting. And this is these needs that we are trying to bring forth through biodynamics in all openness and to people. And that works out very well. You know, we are very happy, growing well, making lots of friendships, being called all around to give talks, conferences. It's really beautiful. It nurtures everyone. And even at a personal or collective level, it's beautiful to see. Yeah.
Thank you, Florian, so much. One of the last questions I'm always asking each and every podcast guest is to collect a little bit the reasons behind biodynamics. So I'm asking you, what are your personal three main reasons to work for a biodynamic future in New Zealand? So motivated and so, engaged.
Yeah, wow, that could be a very long answer. No, I'm kidding, I will keep it in a nutshell, yeah? I guess I mentioned it a bit all around, so actually it's a good question to sum up the whole talk, I believe. Beautiful, Lynn. Like I said, I really see food as medicine. I really feel there is a lot behind food, behind the diet. Especially nowadays, we can see more and more people are having health issues, and not always directly linked to the food, but very often I feel. And this is where I experienced it myself, and I had trouble by the past, and I realized that the quality is always much better than the quantity. Yeah. Or in biodynamics, we can get both. But I mean, the quality of the food, let's say. And this is what draws me. And this is why we're having these potlucks. That was completely new. This is something I brought, you know, and people can experience it, and we can cook good food. Even cooking nowadays, it's not something for everyone, right? Mm-hmm. So we would like to show maybe the example. Like we're not the masters of cooking or anything, but we like to bring something, you know, out of our knowledge. And yeah, food as medicine. Otherwise, it's really something which is deep inside of me and of many people in the community, I believe, really to selflessly support people wherever they are on the journey. And sometimes it goes beyond biodynamics, but it's really this wish to help people and to unite everyone, to bring communities together, just to make people be happy, to be honest. You know, it's that simple. Just to have a laugh, to have a smile, to have a get together when it's not always possible, really being this very open and free and space that we want to offer to people, you know, really creating a sacred space, a space whereby people can express anything, you know, without having the fear to be judged or to be undermined. So it's really all of this. It's really about people. And then, of course, which something which draws me a lot, and I guess this is without being egotistical, but we are all on a journey, and we are all here for a purpose, maybe. And what draws me is really this connection to the spiritual world and to the universe, to the cosmos, whatsoever name we give it, or God, who knows. But yeah, this connection, and to really understand all the processes underlying the growth of the veggies and how does it affect us. I like to understand really what is behind all of this. Yeah, really the true essence of being, of life, and of you, of being a human being, actually. And I feel it's very interesting because this is just up for us, you know, in the sky. And nowadays, it's not so many people watching anymore. And this is something I'm trying to do much more. And since I feel much more attuned, I feel really being myself, even when I feel a bit tired, exhausted, or having anxiety. Looking up at the sky is a beautiful exercise. It teaches us back as well. So yeah, it's really trying to understand this bigger connection, bigger picture of the world and of ourselves. What are we here for? These are very, it becomes philosophical for me. This is a personal journey. But out of this physical, philosophical journey, I like to bring it out to people. Yeah, in a way that they can feel nurtured like I wish to be, or they can feel welcome, they can be themselves. Yeah, it's really for the well-being and welfare of the whole world and of humanity. Yeah.
Wow. Really. Thank you so much, Florian. That was a really nice talk, and good to get into your work in New Zealand and to feel what you're accomplishing there. Thank you so much for your time and also for your engagement in the biodynamic world. I'm really happy that you're here with us. So
yeah, thank you, Lynn. I'd like to say thank you as well to the agriculture section of the Gotanum, yeah, for having me, offering us all of us in the world this opportunity to talk and to share a bit about the impulse, right? And thank you, Ray, for your time. It's really with great satisfaction that I was here, really trying to just pass on the word, yeah, and the love.
So keep up the good work, and thank you very much, Florian.